Welcome to the podcast, Wealth Strategies to Value. I am your host, Troy Shorts. And today we're going to talk about Social Security. When is the best age to take Social Security? Most people, unfortunately, in America, take their Social Security to their detriment, and they don't even understand what they've done, and they've lost thousands and thousands of dollars unknowingly and unnecessarily. Early retirement in the United States starts at age 62. The latest you can take your Social Security is age 70. Okay, so once you pass age 65, you can still continue to work and get Social Security without a penalty. If you take it early, you're limited to the amount of income you can make on top of your Social Security benefit. Just to give you a little history, in 1935, Social Security was established. And way back in 1935, the life expectancy of people was only age 65. So way back in 1935, people didn't live to 90 years old and 100 years old. And in 1935, the retirement age was 62. So what the government did was they established Social Security as a just in case you live too long plan, right? So you retire at 62, you die at 65, right? That's a 3-year window where the government was on the hook. It was just 3 years. Well, guess what? A lot's changed since 1935. Do you realize that today our life expectancies are 87 years old? There are people that are going to be in a situation or have already collected Social Security for 22 years, not three. No wonder Social Security is broke, right? Because it wasn't set up to last that long. Social Security went from a just in case you live too long plan to a full blown retirement strategy, a retirement plan that people are going to be collecting for 1/4 of their lives. So it's no wonder, like I said before, the government is broke because now they're on the hook for much, much longer, right? One of the things I'm going to share with you today is how do you maximize your Social Security? The number one retirement risk we have in our country is longevity. People, unfortunately, have not saved enough money, and people, fortunately, are living much, much longer. And what's happening is people are outliving their savings, right? And on top of that, we have inflation, where the cost of goods and services are outpacing the income, the cash flow. Cash flow is very, very important in retirement. Without cash flow, you cannot maintain the standard of living that you've acquired up to the point of retirement. So I'm going to share with you an example of a recent client. Actually, there were two clients that I recently met with where we had the conversation. And the question was simply, what's the best age for you to take your Social Security? So in this example, my client wanted to take Social Security early, age 62. Now, the rules are pretty simple. If you're healthy, chances are you're going to live longer. You take it at 70 to mitigate the longevity risk. But if you're not healthy, your family's not healthy, you have a history of illness, well, then you take it early, right? Husband and wife, usually the breadwinner, whoever makes the most, delays till 70. The earlier, the person who has less income may be an option to take it a little earlier, all right? But what I'm going to share with you today is a strategy that is absolutely amazing. I'm talking about putting an extra $300,000 in my client's pocket simply by making the right choice, That's not a little bit of money, all right? That's a game changer in retirement. But what I'm saying is more than that is the people who take the wrong option are sacrificing $300,000 in retirement from Social Security. That's a huge deal, right? So let me just give you some numbers here. All right, I hope you can you know work with me on this. So age 62, $1,500 a month is the Social Security benefit. $1,500 a month. Times that by 12, that's $18,000 a year. So from 62 to 87, that's 25 years. So if you added that all up, at 62, that's $450,000 that was collected in Social Security, from Social Security in your retirement. $450,000, right? Took it early, all right? Now, that same person, if they were able to wait to age 70, watch this, $2,500 a month. That's $1,000 more, right? $30,000 a year. Now, from 70 to 87 is only 17 years, right? So if you do the math, $510,000. So 62, your cumulative 450. If you could wait to 70, now you're going to collect $510,000 versus 450, all right? But most people think, I don't want to wait, I can't wait, da da da. So what I did or what I do is I talk about how can we build a bridge. What if there was a way you could take your age 70 Social Security at age 62 and not outlive your money? How much more money would you have? So what I'm saying is we can take our clients' assets, a portion of their assets, and build a bridge. And the bridge starts at 62. It goes for 8 years to 70. So if your assets, I show people how their assets can literally build a bridge for 8 years and provide them the exact same $2,500 benefit, not at 70, but at 62. Now let's do the math here, okay? $30,000 a year from age 62 to age 87, let me make sure I'm not making a mistake here, all in $750,000 collected in retirement. Wow. Big difference from 450 if we just took it at 62. So what I'm talking about is an additional $300,000 put in your pocket. Let me ask you this question. What could you do with an extra $300,000 in retirement? What could you do? A heck of a lot more. And listen, when you really think about it, you're going to need it because the cost of goods and services are unbelievable. Inflation is just tearing our spending power away. Taxes are going to go up in the future. They have to because Social Security is broke. You're going to need that extra $300,000. Listen, you cannot afford to make a mistake in retirement. You just can't. There's no room for error, all right? So I hope you got something out of this. But we just got to use common sense. And common sense will really lead us to the right answer. But ultimately, more than that, is we want to teach people how to have a happier, a safer, and a much more enjoyable retirement using strategies that work, all right? Appreciate you guys tuning in. Until next time, remember, wealth strategies to value. Please share our podcast with people you know, you love, and you trust. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.